Hey everybody, this is Brian from Surf Guru with your Foamball Friday and Weekend Surf Report, brought to you by the Main Street Pub in downtown Melbourne. Hey, today on Friday we are thigh high, maybe a couple lucky bigger sets coming in from the east at 7 seconds with this little east-northeast background bump that's propping up those lucky bigger sets. So before I get into the weekend and long-term forecast, I wanted to talk about the two storms that are going to be out there in the Atlantic because I'm going to be referencing them. First one we have out there is Humberto, and that's the one that's out in the middle of the Atlantic. It's about 900 miles east of the Turks and Caicos Islands, and it's looking like it's going to hook very similarly to the same path that Aaron took. And it's going to become a major hurricane, probably Cat 4 over the weekend, and remain one through Tuesday. Now, we also have a disturbance that's down by Cuba right now called 94L, and it has a 90% chance of developing into named Storm Imelda. Now, that one is the one that's going to be coming a little closer to us. It looks like it's going to start around the east coast of Cuba and head straight north, and that's going to still pass us by, so it's not looking like it's going to make landfall in Florida, but it is going to be about 250 miles off the coast, so that's pretty close. I mean, close enough where we're going to get some of the wind and chunky wave action from it. And looks like after that, it's just going to head north either into the Carolinas, or it might head north and swing out into the Atlantic if Humberto gets close enough and it kind of pulls it out a little bit. So Imelda is not forecast to get nearly as strong as Humberto. Usually when you have these two storms like this, the first one that forms up, the bigger one, sucks a little energy away from the smaller one if they're close enough to each other. And I kind of feel like that's going to be what's happening here. I talked about it earlier this week. I was actually kind of surprised that they're giving Imelda the chances that they're giving it. But since it's coming up on the east side of Cuba, it's going to hit the warm waters there in the Bahamas, and then it's going to be pretty close to Florida, so we've got that Gulf Stream right there, and that's going to give it that little bit of extra energy to keep it going. We do have one outlier in these forecasts, and that's the Icon model. It's swinging Imelda and Humberto a lot closer, so if that's the case, we're going to see a lot stronger winds from Imelda, and Imelda is probably going to stick around off our coast a little longer, which would bring us much chunkier surf and stormy conditions. And now that we know what the storms are going to kind of do, we can talk about the surf forecast. So Saturday, before any of those storms get anywhere near us, we're still going to be probably about thigh high, similar to what we had today, and we're going to have gentle onshore winds. Those winds might build a little bit for southern Florida and south of the Cape, because with that storm coming, it's going to have that counterclockwise rotation. So the top of it's going to be blowing winds towards us. The bottom of it's going to be pulling winds away from us. On Sunday, carryover conditions for the morning again. But as the storm heads up the coast, those light onshore morning winds are going to kick up as we see more of the bands from Imelda. And that's going to bring us stronger onshore winds and chunky surf and probably some thunderstorms. For Monday, it looks like Imelda is going to be off of our coast, and that's going to continue to bring us those onshore winds and chunky surf. Southern areas might start to see that offshore wind from the bottom end of the storm, and that will clean things up a little bit. For Tuesday, all of Florida should be on the bottom end of Imelda with the offshore winds, and it's going to line up just perfect for the swell that's coming from Humberto. So that's looking like it's going to be a pretty good day for big waves and offshore winds. That swell from Humberto looks like it's got a good chance of sticking around, especially if it ends up being a Cat 4, because it'll be something similar to the Aaron swell. The only thing, we may get onshore winds later in the week, and that can mess things up for us. So if you see a good chance of getting some surf around the midweek, I'd highly recommend jumping on it just in case we get these stronger onshore winds that some of the models are calling for the end of next week. So I might be back a little early for a special weekend surf report, depending on what these storms end up doing. And if not, I'll definitely be back for the Mahalo Monday update. And until then, as always, keep an eye on those cams. That's the best way to know what's going on in your favorite spot. And hey, everybody, thanks again for checking out Surf Guru.